Well, it's Wednesday, September the 7th. It's a busy day in sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Well, Texas A&M to the SEC. Is it official? Will it be announced today, tomorrow, this week? Well, all pretty good questions. The Houston Chronicle writes on its website that the announcement is planned for today at the Zone Club, but TxAg's Billy Lucci says not so fast. There will not be an announcement today that the deal is not done yet. What we do know is that the SEC Board of Directors did gather last night at Atlanta's Renaissance Hotel by the airport, and that they do want Texas A&M to be the 13th member of the Southeastern Conference. But multiple reports are saying that the invitation is contingent on each of the other 9 members of the Big 12 signing off that they will waive their right to bring any litigation against the SEC in regard to A&M's jump from the Big 12. Reports say that the Big 12 brass will meet today to discuss that, and that's what could delay or stall the deal. Now, another report says that Big 12 Commissioner Dan Beebe has signed off waiving any right to sue the SEC, but that does not encumber any of the 9 schools, and the SEC wants that assurance from each of the schools. Now, when and if there is a press conference, we will carry it live on KZN 1150 The Zone, so stay tuned. It could be an interesting day. Aggie football team, they're not really paying a whole lot of attention to all this. They're getting ready for their bye week and then Idaho a week from Saturday. And now they're the number 7 team in the nation, according to Associated Press. Yeah, they jumped up one spot in both the AP poll and the coaches poll. Oregon lost to LSU, and that dropped the Ducks from 3rd to 13th in the AP poll, 14th on the coaches list. Oklahoma Sooners still tops in both polls, but LSU did leapfrog Alabama to 2nd on the AP vote. Bama's still number 2 by the coaches, followed by the Crimson Tide. Florida State and Boise State are 4th and 5th on the AP list. Now, the rest of the AP top 10, Stanford 6th, A&M 7th, Wisconsin, Oklahoma State, then Nebraska. Arkansas is ranked 14th, and Baylor got into the top 25. They're ranked 20th by AP after their win over TCU. TCU, by the way, dropped to number 25. Oklahoma State senior safety Johnny Thomas has been ruled ineligible for the remainder of the season. The 5'11", 205-pound Thomas started 11 games last year for the Cowboys. Missouri junior tailback Kendall Lawrence has a broken bone in his leg and is likely to be out a month. Lawrence, Devion Moore, and Henry Josie are listed as even atop the depth chart. Lawrence has a broken fibula. Houston Astros stopped a 4-game losing streak by beating the Pirates 4-1 last night. They finish at Pittsburgh tonight before heading to Washington for the weekend. Now, the Texas Rangers, they've been slumping at the wrong time. They're 500 ball over the last 20 games, but things went their way last night for sure. They shut out Tampa Bay 8-0 before the LA Angels lost to Seattle 2-1. C.J. Wilson threw a 5-hitter, and the win pushes the Rangers' AL West lead to 3.5 games now with 19 games left to play. But the division title still could come down to those final 3 games when Texas visits the Angels starting September the 26th. Texas is 81-62 for the year now. They'll finish at Tampa in a noon game today before coming home for 6 games, 3 with Oakland and 3 with Cleveland, and that starts on Friday. Well, they finally ran that race, that NASCAR race in Atlanta yesterday.
Johnson again goes deep into the throttle, trying to close in at the Exeter Turn 4. Johnson nearly spins. Gordon is going to win the Advocare 500, his 5th win at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, his 3rd in 2011.
Yeah, Gordon took the checkered flag. Hendrick Motorsports teammate Jimmy Johnson finished 2nd. Gordon talked about finally beating Johnson.
Not too many people get to do that these days, and I didn't think I was going to be able to do it either. We got ahead of them on that run before that. The track was really tight after that rain delay, and our car was too tight at the beginning, but boy, did it come on strong at the end.
Yeah, Johnson's second place finish, though, gives him the lead. He is trying to win a 6th straight NASCAR championship. And finally, two Missouri Western football players have made a family fans for life after pulling a toddler out of a locked car on a day when temperatures reached 95 degrees. Defensive backs Jack Long and Shane Simpson were driving away from football practice when they saw a woman frantically beating on the window of a car. They decided to turn around and see if they could help. When they stopped, Teresa Gall told them that she had accidentally locked her 17-month-old grandson, Liam, in the car with the keys. She and other family members were not able to break the window while Liam was beginning to lose consciousness. Well, Simpson broke the window with one swing, and Liam was rescued from the car. He was dehydrated, but otherwise fine. End it with a nice story. That's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com.